Well.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I see that the authorization is in, and I wanted to discuss a schedule with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the patient is approved for 30 hours a week, okay? Now, how do you want to divide that? Generally, that's like 5 hours a day for 6 days, but you can switch that up if you want.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah,
so,
Go ahead.
Okay, so how would you like to schedule your day, your week, 30 hours? You want to do 5 hours a day? Want to do more?
I'm not sure how you want to divide it. It really doesn't matter.
Okay,
you know,
this is how I typically would do it. Are you, you're related to the patient, right? Do you live with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so generally for 30 hours, I would do 5 hours a day for 6 days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever time what time would you be able to clock in each morning? Or afternoon? When do you usually wake up and start working?
Like 10 o'clock, maybe. 10 o'clock, closing.
10 o'clock, okay. So let's put 10 to 3. Want to work Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday is fine.
Saturday, okay. 10 to 3, Monday through Saturday, because our week period starts on Monday, okay? So you can always change this around. You'll just have to let your coordinator know. Okay, her name is Valeria. I'm going to send you an email with all of the information that you need to know now. It'll include payroll information, your coordinator's contact information, benefits, all that stuff. So she'll reach out to you today to teach you how to clock in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and you'll start that tomorrow. Now, were you working with Chaz at all this week? Because we may be able to back pay. Because the authorization came in on the 9th. So, were you working before today?
Mm-mm.
So, I'm going to send you the timesheet. Valeria, the coordinator, will verify. But if you were working earlier mm-hmm. this week, you can just fill it out, all right? Okay, so that's basically it. Let me know if you have any more questions.
Yeah, I do. How do I go about giving him more hours? Because he has recently been diagnosed with chronic kidney failure. So how do I go about that?
Okay, so the way it works is that the service coordinator is the one who chooses the amount of hours that they're approved for based off the assessment that they did. So if you want more hours, then I suggest that you reach out to Keystone. I can give you a phone number of the service coordinator if you don't have it. Tell her you want a reassessment, and she'll come back over to the patient's home. She'll see the patient's condition, and she'll decide based off that.
Okay.
Do you have the number, or you want me to give it to you?
I'll take the number.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can you just text me that number because I don't have my phone with me?
Sure. I'll text it over. Okay. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.